Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the Republican Party has gotten so degraded that the Alaska governor, Mike Dunleavy, is up for re-election. He accepted Trump's endorsement. And you may say, all right, look, Matt, come on. Trump was the Republican president. He's running again. He's bad news. I understand it. However, he's endorsing people. So what? Well, let me tell you something. In this particular case, Trump said to Dunleavy, I will endorse you on the condition that you not endorse or do anything to get Lisa Murkowski reelected. She is the present Republican senator from Alaska. And I have you on a string, Dunleavy. If you accept it, I'm going to rub your nose in it. You cannot even endorse, much less help, your fellow Republican senator, because she has said things and done things I don't like. And Dunleavy is craven. You know, is he as craven as Kapenga and Voss? I don't know. Pretty close. Well, the Kapenga, president of the Senate here in Wisconsin, said, I am but to Trump in a message, I am but a bobby pin to Thor's hammer, which is what you are. And I wear socks with your pictures on them. Disgusting to grant. They don't even do that in North Korea. They're a little more oblique, for God's sake. I mean, in Alaska, Dunleavy degraded himself. And he said, yes, sir. If you endorse me, sir, I'll knife Lisa Murkowski, sir. Is there any degree of degradation or civility that they won't stoop to? Well, there's a couple of them. Liz Cheney is magnificent. Kinzinger is magnificent. There's a handful magnificent, but my God, this is unbelievable. The lines are lighted up. We're going to the lines. Len of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Len?
Hi, Matt. Well, I want to thank you for your really plain talk on
thank you.
Things. And what I want to kind of bring out here is, and it relates to anti-vaxxers and just a lot of things that's going on in this nation, is something I stumbled across called oppositional defiant. And it's actually a disorder as defined by the psychologist and probably psychiatrist if they're MDs. And of course, I'm not one, but I've encountered this in my workplace. I'm retired now, but where, you know, you have these individuals that'll just object to things and not, you know, I tend to try to go along to get along, you know, but, yep. You know, they'll just oppose you. And then when things, problems arise, the shrug, it's your problem, you know,
you're
and
right.
That's kind of what's going on in this country, politically too.
Right.
I mean, like you say, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, but I don't have to, you know, hear a flock of geese to not know it's a flock of geese. You know?
Yeah, you know, you're raising a good point, Len. In other words, some of this stuff is so obviously false. Like Alex Jones will say the Sandy Hook massacre didn't occur and the parents were all faking it. These little beautiful first graders were all shot. Or, you know, somebody like Marjorie Taylor Greene will post a forged graph showing deaths by vaccine and then tying it to the U.S. government is thrown off of Twitter. And what Len's point is, I think one of Len's points, which I really appreciate, is, you know, and I'd not heard the term oppositional defiance before, Len. That's a very good thing to put in my vocabulary, but they just do it for the heck of doing it. And enough people fall for it. And this is what we got, you know? So, yeah, thank you very much for calling in, Len. I think that's an excellent, excellent point. It's a good label for it. And it's so obviously false, some of the things they say, but they just defy for the sake of defying. And then on your point, they're blaming Biden for COVID, saying, oh, he's not quick enough. What? He's not quick enough what? That a third of the people don't get vaccinated. And that's why the Monroe, Wisconsin hospital, 100% of the COVID patients were unvaccinated. That's what? Biden's fault? Give me a break. Good call. Thanks, Len. Going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, from the good pile, when you brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene, what a wonderful thing that happened over the weekend with her, right?
She got suspended from Twitter for life.
Permanently for life. But to the gerrymandering thing, how it can work against you as well. It's sad, but it's true. In the state of Illinois, the Democrats pulled the same thing. And as a result, the one sane Republican in the House that's on the committee, that's the primary reason he's not going to run again. He knows that he's been mapped right out of winning, Adam Kinzinger. So, yeah, you know.
No, you're right. Adam Kinzinger represents the Rockford area. That's right. No.
Yeah, and their state legislature has pulled the same thing down there. Only the Democrats did it in this case. It's not good from either side. And it's going to be the downfall of this country if we don't do something about it.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. The only way we're going to get rid of gerrymandering is if Manchin and Sinema agree to drop the filibuster for that one vote and we put in H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. If we put in those two things, first of all, it gets rid of partisan gerrymandering. And it requires fair maps commissions in every state. Number two, it standardized absentee voting for a period of a couple of weeks. It's not as much as some you might like, but it's a lot more than the Republicans want. There will be standards. There'll be standards on drop boxes. There'll be standards on voting machines. There'll be standards on, you can't just put in busted voting machines in minority areas so that only two lines work and therefore you have 8-hour waits. You're not going to have that anymore. Manchin and Sinema, Manchin's taking money from the oil industry and Sinema's taking it from the pharmaceutical industry, and they are both on the hook to their donors. They have absolutely no integrity whatsoever on this issue, and as a result, we only have 48 votes. So what Dick's point is, it's true that in Democratic states, we're also gerrymandering. That's Illinois, New York, California, and elsewhere. But in Illinois, one of the sad byproducts is Adam Kinzinger, like Liz Cheney, is a voice of truth in the Republican Party, and he represents the Rockford area, Rockton, around that area. And what they did was they sliced and diced it, the Democrats, so that if he wants to stay in Congress, he has to run against a guy named LaHood, who's very right-wing, and the district is a right-wing district. So a guy with honesty and integrity like Adam Kinzinger will do very badly in a right-wing district, very badly. And so he's going to be getting out of the Congress. And it's a real shame. He is, as you know, on the select committee, one of two Republicans along with Liz Cheney, although the executive director is a former Republican congressman from Virginia. I hope he stays in government. I mean, I frankly hope there's always one Republican in a Democratic administration's cabinet and one Democrat in a Republican administration's cabinet by custom. And I think Adam Kinzinger would be a great cabinet appointment in some cabinet position. And if he runs statewide, I'd be conflicted because obviously I'd want to support the Democrat. But I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be sorry to see Adam Kinzinger win statewide in Illinois. He has integrity and he has guts and he stood up to the far right. So thanks very much for Dick for calling in and pointing that out. The truth is that the larger carnage being done isn't just Adam Kinzinger, the larger carnage. Why do we have in this state 5 Republican congressmen and 3 Democrats when the state is 50-50. Why isn't it 4-4? In Texas, it's even worse, and elsewhere. And if we don't hold Ryan Kind's seat, it's going to be 6-2. And the Republicans in Voss and the Republican majority in the Supreme Court are doing whatever they can to gerrymander for 10 more years. Ultimately, unless we get H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 in, you're going to have Voss in your face, and you're going to have Republican gerrymandering and fraud for 10 more years. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.